KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Harlan Community High School football team will open up their season at home against Grinnell on August 28th. Yesterday, the Cyclones traveled to Grinnell, not for football. That was to help clean up after that city suffered extensive damage in last week's storm. Chris Kaufman is the athletic director at Grinnell.
Former Grinnell standout graduate Stephen Bogus is living and working and coaching in Harlan. And when Stephen was telling some of the other coaches at Harlan and showing pictures of all the things that were going, they wanted to help. So they organized to be able to come down Monday, and we'll get our football players, and we're going to talk to Russ Behrens at the city and got some directions on that and where we're going to go and just kind of get these kids out and get a couple hours to help anybody that needs some help and try to get things cleaned up.
Kaufman says a former Grinnell standout is a coach in Harlan.
They helped at Parkersburg when Parkersburg had their tornado years ago. Coach Kurt Blatt and his son Todd is coaching now, and they you know, believe in giving back and helping. So a good feel-good story when, you know, obviously there's been a lot of negative things going around and depressing news. So this is a good thing.
Kaufman says several of their athletic facilities sustained damage.
And with no power at the high school, our volleyball team has had a week without practice. So they probably have been the most impacted by, for team-wise. Cross country's been able to go out to Arnes where it's safe, and football's been outside. So they've been safe after they cleaned up their field, which had a lot of debris on it.
He says that no power issues made it tough on the volleyball team.
We're told that we will not be able to be in the building until Wednesday. So, you know, just another couple days of for them not being able to get going. So, yeah, it's a slow start trying to figure out. And we've always had a good partnership with the college and, you know, been able to use their facilities. But with everything going on and COVID and things, that's caused an impact. So it's just made it really difficult for the volleyball team to get in and find some practice time.
High school football season opening up, officially here this week with a few week zero games, but largely next week here in the area. Well, the loss of the football season will prove costly to the Iowa Athletic Department. Hawkeye Athletic Director Gary Barta says the loss of the football season will cost the department about $100 million in lost revenue and leave the department with a budget deficit of between $60 and $75 million. The Big Ten announced last week it was canceling the football season along with other fall sports, but left open the possibility of football in the spring. The department is offering a refund to football season ticket holders. Auburn football coach Gus Malzahn says his players have had 33 positive tests for COVID-19 this summer. Malzahn says his Tigers had no positive tests last week, but four players are still going through the testing protocols. He added that the school has administered 863 tests among players, an average of more than seven times each. In other college football news, Kansas State will allow 25% capacity at its football stadium for games this season after getting approval Monday from the county commission. That means a maximum crowd of just under 15,000 fans. Mississippi starting center Eli Johnson says he won't play football this season. Johnson announced on Twitter that he'll sit out the season and focus on completing his master's degree in criminal justice in December. Well, there will be no fans at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium for NFL and MLS games played in September. The Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United say the coronavirus pandemic forced that decision. The teams say they will continue to collaborate with local and national health officials before deciding on the possibility for fans at the games after September. Also, the Canadian Football League has canceled its 2020 season because of the pandemic. That decision marks the first year since 1919 that the Grey Cup won't be awarded. In Major League Baseball action, Fernando Tatis Jr. continues to add to his young baseball legacy. The second-year player leads the majors with 11 home runs and 28 RBIs after delivering a three-run shot and a grand slam in the Padres' 14-4 dismantling of the Rangers. Brad Miller hit a tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh inning of the Cardinals' 3-1 win over the Cubs in Game 1 of a doubleheader. St. Louis improved to 3-1 since it returned Saturday after a coronavirus outbreak derailed their season, leaving them idle for weeks and resulting in 18 confirmed cases in the organization. The Cubs ended their season-worst four-game skid in the nightcap as David Bodie belted a three-run pinch-hit home run in a four-run sixth inning that pushed them to a 5-4 victory. St. Louis wasted a big performance by Miller, who homered two more times in the second game and drove in three runs in that game two last night. We'll have game three of that series later on this evening. 6:20 will be the pregame start time. 7:15 first pitch from Chicago. Cardinals and the Cubs tonight. Dansby Swanson slammed a two-out, two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning, capping the Braves' four-run rally against Daniel Hudson in a 7-6 win over the Nationals. Washington led 6-3 in the ninth until Adam Duvall hit a two-run shot. Pete Alonso and Robinson Cano each homered twice as the Mets crushed the Marlins 11-4, ending a three-game losing streak. Luke Voit homered twice in the Yankees' 10th consecutive win over the rival Red Sox, 6-3. Carlos Correa hit a two-run double to back a strong start by rookie Brandon Belak in the Astros' fifth win in a row, 2-1 against the Rangers. Also, Nelson Cruz Jr. smacked a pair of solo homers and six pitchers combined on a seven-hitter in the Twins' 4-1 win against the Royals. Tim Anderson and Luis Robert each hit two of the White Sox six home runs in a 7-2 decision over the Tigers. Kike Hernandez launched a two-run homer that capped the Dodgers' five-run eighth in their sixth straight win, 11-9 against the Mariners. David Peralta slapped a bases-loaded single with one out in the ninth inning to give the Diamondbacks their fifth straight win and ninth in 12 games, a 4-3 win over the Athletics. The Angels came away with a 7-6 win over the Giants after Tommy La Stella hit a two-run homer in the ninth inning. And Hyun-Jin Ryu pitched six innings of four-hit ball as the Blue Jays whipped the Orioles by a final of 7-2. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Boston Bruins, and the Colorado Avalanche hold 3-1 leads in their Stanley Cup first-round series after wins yesterday. Barclay Goodrow and Yanni Gourde each had a goal and an assist as the Lightning downed Columbus 2-1. Also in Toronto, Jake DeBrusk scored twice, helping while the Bruins were turning a 2-0 third-period deficit into a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes. The Avalanche coasted to a 7-1 rout to the Coyotes as Nazem Kadri delivered two goals and an assist. Meanwhile, the defending Stanley Cup champions knotted their series at 2 games apiece. Ryan O'Reilly scored twice and had an assist in the Blues' 3-1 win over the Canucks. Pittsburgh Penguins center Yevgeny Malkin has undergone left elbow surgery. The team did not provide specifics on the nature of Malkin's injury or when it occurred. The 34-year-old Malkin led the Penguins with 74 points during the regular season, but was ineffective during a 4-game loss to Montreal in the qualifying round of the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell shattered the Utah Jazz playoff record for points in a game as the NBA embarked on its bubble playoffs near Orlando, but his 57-point performance wasn't enough for the Jazz to avoid a loss to the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray led the victory, scoring 20 of his 36 points in the fourth quarter and in overtime, leading the Nuggets to a 135-125 win against Utah. Also in playoff opening action, Fred VanVleet scored 30 points and led the Toronto Raptors' sizzling three-point attack in a 134-110 romp over Brooklyn. Jason Tatum had a career playoff high of 32 points and 13 rebounds to guide the Celtics to a 109-101 win over the 76ers. And Kawhi Leonard had 29 points and 12 rebounds, and the Clippers got a big boost from the ejection of Kristaps Porzingis to beat the Mavericks 118-110 in opening playoff action yesterday. That's a look at sports. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.